سورة النجم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. By the star, when it goes down, your companion has neither gone astray, nor has he erred, nor does he speak from his own desire. It is only a revelation revealed. He has been taught this by one mighty in power, one free from any defect in body and mind. Then he rose and became firm while he was in the highest part of the horizon. ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّا فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْدَنَا. Then he approached and came closer and was at a distance of two bows length or nearer. Surah Najm is one of the most awesome surahs in the Quran. It's a surah about Mi'raj. It's a surah that teaches us the truth behind the journey of the Prophet ﷺ to the heavens. And according to Imam Hamza Yusuf, it has to do with the nature of knowledge as Islam perceives it. See, it teaches us that true knowledge can only be acquired by the Muslim. Because the Muslim knows the limitations of his intellect, the Muslim knows the limitations of his knowledge, and the Muslim knows the limitations of his own self. What are we taught in the Quran? لا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء. They cannot encompass any part of his knowledge except as much as Allah wills. Now this is at the core of our beliefs. This was what led Muslims to become pioneers in science and pioneers in medicine. Why? This knowledge that إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. True knowledge is with Allah. Above every one of knowledge is the one who knows the most. And that we have been given but little of knowledge. Now what sort of knowledge is this that Allah speaks of in this surah? The knowledge of Allah. How do we get to know Allah? Allah tells us in this surah. We need to understand that this experience of Mi'raj, which we read and we just read it superficially and we don't think about it, is an awesome gift by Allah to this beloved Muslim Ummah of His, to His beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's about the experience of direct knowledge of Allah. If you think about it, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's experience and exposure to Allah started when he was still a child. What happened when he was a child? The angels came and they took out his heart and then they purified his heart. Now Halima Sa'diya, who was his foster mother, realized that there's something amazing going on here. Why was his heart cleansed and purified? So it could receive direct knowledge of Allah. Now if you think about it, what happened? The flight to Allah took place just before the Hijrah, just before he moved on to Medina. So it symbolized the transition from the Meccan period to the Medinan period. Meccan period was pure Iman, pure Aqidah. What was the Medinan period? Pure Sharia. So in the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was preparing them for the next phase of their Iman, for the development in Islam. Now the creature that he went upon, Al-Buraq. Why? Because Buraq means light which is coming from the heaven to the earth. This creature took him up to the heavens, and that's the nature of wahi itself. That wahi is coming from the heavens to the earth. So Buraq is connecting the two. Now look at the words of the ayat. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى. By the star when it goes down. What is the star? The Arabs used to believe in the constellations. And when they spoke of the star, they meant the star Sirius. But here we find the constellation of Sirius. Najm also means the revelation of wahi, when wahi is coming down from the heavens to the earth. وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى. By the revelation when it descends, by the star when it comes down. See, the star's downward motion and the wahi's downward motion. مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى. Your companion Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not gone astray, nor has he made any mistake. Now this is the crucial point. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. He does not speak of his own desires. He's not inventing it. This is knowledge in Islam. Not that you get up and say whatever you think or whatever you interpret. مَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. It has to be based on proof. It has to be based on a source. And the sources are the Quran and the Sunnah. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. It is a revelation that is being communicated. عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَىٰ. Subhanallah. Allah tells us about the nature of knowledge, that it has to be based on truth. Then Allah tells us how we convey this knowledge, how we communicate this knowledge. You must have wondered, why was Jibreel alayhi salam sent to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why didn't Allah just directly communicate with him? Allah was teaching us a pattern here, that when you wish to communicate, when you wish to acquire knowledge, you need a teacher. What are the functions of prophethood? يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ He teaches them the book and wisdom. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ And he purifies them. In another place in the Quran, Allah says, يُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ He teaches you that which you do not know. عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى The Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of all creation, still is being taught by a teacher, Jibreel alayhi salam. Shadeedul Quwa, one who is able to do this, one who has the competence to teach. Dhu mirratin fastawa, one free from any defect in body and mind, then he rose and became firm. Wahuwa bil ufuqil a'la, while he was in the highest part of the horizon, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beheld Jibreel alayhi salam in his true form. Thumma dana fatadalla, then he approached and came closer. فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى And was at a distance of two bows length, or even nearer. فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى Then Allah revealed to his slave what he revealed. Why عَبْدِهِ Why not Rasul? We'll understand at the end of the surah. عَبْدِهِ That's what we all are, slaves of Allah. Not that he revealed to his messenger, He revealed to his slave, and that's the greatest honor, to be Allah's slave. He revealed to his slave, ma awha, whatever he revealed. Ma kadhaba al-fu'adu ma ra'a, the heart did not falsify what it saw. Mention of the heart is made over here. We are told that the Quran was revealed upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's heart. See, this is direct knowledge which you experience in your heart. Which cannot be articulated, which can't be spoken aloud, you sense it in your heart. مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَآ The heart did not falsify that which it saw. أَفَتُمَارُونَهُ عَلَى مَا يَرَى Will you then argue with him about what he saw? Will you then doubt it as rationalists love to disprove that this Isra and Mi'raj ever took place? Saying that no, this did not really happen and this was just a dream, just a vision? That's the point of Iman bil Ghaib. See, we find that when the disbelievers came to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and they were laughing scornfully and they thought, now we'll get Abu Bakr. They said, do you know what your companion is saying now? Now he is saying that he went to Jerusalem, a journey which would take them about 2 months in those days. He's saying he went to Jerusalem in one night and back, a journey which now takes less than 2 hours. And what did Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu say? In qalahu faqad sadaq. If he has said it, In other words, I don't take you as a source of knowledge. I cannot say categorically that whatever you're telling me is the truth because you're liars. But if he has said it, because a mu'min verifies his knowledge, he verifies his proofs, he's sure of his facts before he speaks. In qalahu, if he has said it, faqad sadaq. Then he has spoken the truth. Why? Ma yantiqu anil hawa. Because he does not speak from his own desires. إِنْهُ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَى It is a revelation that is revealed. So that's why Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is given the title of As-Siddiq. And Abu Bakr goes on to say, I believe in something even more amazing than that. You doubt that he went to Jerusalem in one night and back? I believe that news from the seven heavens comes down to him from Allah. And that is even more awesome. أَفَتُمَارُونَهُ عَلَى مَا يَرَى Will you then argue with him about what he saw? وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى But he saw him another time. The Prophet ﷺ saw Jibreel alayhi salam another time. عِنْدَ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى Near the low tree of the utmost boundary. And this is where rational thought ends. This is where all words fail us. All descriptions fail us. This is the realm of direct heart knowledge. سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى عِنْدَهَا جَنَّةُ الْمَأْوَى Near it is the paradise of eternity, where the martyrs, where the scholars, where the saints go. إِذْ يَخْشَى السِّدْرَةَ مَا يَخْشَى When that covered the low tree which did cover it. Subhanallah. Undescribable. We cannot even speak it aloud, but you can sense the glory in your heart. ما زاغ البصر وما طغى. The sight did not turn aside, nor did it transgress beyond the limit. What happened when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taken to Sidratul Muntaha? Jibrail alayhi salam said, "Beyond this place, even I cannot go." And he was the closest to Allah that any human being has ever been. And what did Allah ask him? "What have you brought me?" And he said, "At-tahiyyatu lillah." All greetings are for Allah. "Was-salawatu." And all prayers. "Wat-tayyibatu." And all pure things. And Allah said, "As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu." Peace be on you, O Messenger of Allah, and His mercy and His blessings. At that sublime moment, He did not forget us. And He said, "As-salamu alayna." Peace be on us. Wa ala ibadillahi salihin. And upon Allah's righteous slaves. And Jibreel alayhi salam said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu." I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is His slave and His messenger. Allah says, "Ma zagha al-basaru wa ma tagha." The sight did not deviate, nor did it transgress. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was seeing sights that no human being had ever seen before. Sights of heaven, sights of hell, the angelic realm. Yet he was focused on Allah. Anyone else would have been distracted, looking here and there, trying to absorb as much as he could see. But he was focused on Allah. مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا تَغَى. Focused on receiving that direct knowledge of Allah. Why? Because once you have knowledge of Allah, you get the other knowledge anyway. And everything else is immaterial. See, this journey to the seven heavens symbolizes our journey to Allah and our experiences with Allah and our understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as far as we are able to do so and our relationship with Allah. The choice is ours. How sublime do you want to make that relationship? Remember, مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا تَغَى. The Prophet alayhi salatu was salam, seeing sights no one had ever seen before, yet he is focused on Allah. لَقَدْ رَآ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. Indeed, he saw some of the greatest signs of his Lord. He did not see Allah, but he saw some of the most sublime signs of Allah. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّى. Have you then thought about Lat and Uzza? وَمَنَاتَ ثَالِثَةَ الْأُخْرَى. And Manat the other third. Now look at the transition from the sublime to the ridiculous. Have you thought about what you're worshipping? About whom you're following? Now we might not have stone idols such as Lat, Uzza and Manat, but we certainly have other idols which we cannot see. And sometimes it's our own desires and sometimes it's our friends. Have you ever thought about them? That these are the people that you give preference over Allah? Allah the sublime, the glorious being, laysa kamithlihi shay, there is none like Him. Compare the verses. Compare the sublime heights to which Allah takes us. And then suddenly you drop and Allah says, have you then thought about Lat and Uzza and Manat the third? Is it for you the males and for him the females? This is indeed a division most unfair. In hiya illa asma'un sammaytumuha. They are but names which you have named. You and your fathers, for which Allah has sent down no authority. The mu'min has no right to speak without knowledge. You don't have ilm, then keep quiet. They follow but guesses and that which they themselves desire. And whereas there has surely come to them the guidance from their Lord. We have the choice between following the sublime word of Allah or our own perverted desires. And what do we choose? Amnil insani ma tamanna. Or shall man have what he wishes? Is that what we think? That we can follow our own theories, do what we like? And at the end of the day, if there is an Allah, then He'll put us all in Jannah? فَلِلَّهِ الْآخِرَةُ وَالْأُولَى. But to Allah belong the last and the first. The hereafter and the dunya, both are His. And there are so many angels in the heavens whose intercession will avail nothing except after Allah has given leave for whom He wills. وَيَرْضَى. And is pleased with. If the angels cannot intercede for us, then what about the humans? Indeed, those who do not believe in the hereafter name the angels with female names. وَمَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. Again, they have no knowledge of this. The mu'min does not speak without knowledge. They follow but a guess, and indeed guessing is no substitute for the true. Therefore withdraw from him who turns away from our reminder and desires nothing but the life of this world. ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ That is what they could reach of knowledge. People whose knowledge derived from the world, revolving around the world, obsessed with the world. Worldly knowledge is not condemned. It was the first knowledge taught to Adam alayhi salam. But that knowledge should take us to greater heights. It should take us to the sublime realms of knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what they could reach of knowledge. Indeed, your Lord, it is He who knows best, Him who goes astray from His path, and He knows best, Him who receives guidance. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ And to Allah belong all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, that He may requite those who do evil with that which they have done, and reward those who do good with what is best. الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ Those who avoid great sins and obscenities, except the small faults. What small faults are these? For instance, you think something evil, but then immediately repent to Allah. Or you accidentally commit a sin, and then you repent to Allah. Allah will forgive such sins. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ Indeed, your Lord is one of vast forgiveness. He knows you well when He created you from the earth and when you were fetuses in your mother's wombs. This is what we were. So do not ascribe purity to yourselves. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى He knows best him who is Allah conscious. And we love to say, Oh Allah knows how pure my heart is. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى Don't pass such judgments about yourself. Allah knows best the truth of the situation. أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي تَوَلَّى وَأَعْطَى قَلِيلًا وَأَكْتَى Did you observe him who turned away and gave a little, then stopped giving? People who follow their whims, when they feel like it, they obey, and when they don't, they stop. أَعِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْغَيْبِ فَهُوَ يَرَى Is with him knowledge of the unseen so that he sees? Knowledge of the unseen. Again and again, where are these people getting their ilm from? What are their actions based on? True knowledge or just their own whims and desires? Or is he not informed with what is in the pages of Musa and Ibrahim who fulfilled every test that Allah put him through? That no burdened person shall bear the burden of another. If someone asks you, well, do this sin for me, that's a fallacy, it's a delusion. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى Man can have nothing but what he does, his deeds. And his deeds will be seen. Then he will be recompensed with a full and the best recompense. وَأَنَّ إِلَى رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَى And that to your Lord is the end. This is the key ayat. This is what knowledge has to take us to. That to Allah is the journey, to Allah is the return. How do we get to know Allah? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu once said beautifully that our ignorance about Allah is our knowledge of Allah. That when you realize that I cannot truly know Allah, that is your knowledge of Allah. Not people who arrogantly assume that they love Allah and they know so much about Allah. Our ignorance about Allah is our knowledge of Allah. فَلَا تَضْرِبُوا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْثَالِ Allah tells us, don't impute examples to me. Don't try and judge me on a human level. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ There is none like Him. And the key of all knowledge, the essence is, أَنَّ إِلَى رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَى The journey is back to Allah. The end is towards Allah. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى It is Allah who makes whom He wills laugh and makes whom He wills weep. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى It is Allah who causes death and gives life, and that Allah creates the pairs, male and female, from drops when it is emitted, and that upon Him is another bringing forth, and that it is Allah who gives much or a little, and that it is Allah who is the Lord of Sirius, and that it is Allah who destroyed the former Aad people, and Thamud, He spared none of them, and the people of Nuh afore this. Indeed, they were more unjust and more rebellious and transgressing. And He destroyed the overthrown cities. So there covered them that which did cover. فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكَ تَتَمَارَى Then which of the graces of your Lord will you doubt? This Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a warner of the series of warners of old. أزفت الآزفة and the day of judgment draws near. ليس لها من دون الله كاشفة. None besides Allah can avert it. أفمن هذا الحديث تعجبون؟ Do you then wonder at this recitation? وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ And you laugh and you do not weep? What is our response when we read the Quran? Fidgeting, looking here and there, yawning. Is that our response? From this hadith, do you then wonder and you laugh at it? And you do not weep? وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ And you're just wasting your life away? فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَاعْبُدُوا Then fall down in prostration to Allah and worship Him alone. Now at the end of the ayat, Allah teaches us the message. Enter into a state of ubudiyah. Ubudiyah, a state of worshipping Allah consciously, deliberately, with the right intention and sincerity. Wa'budu and worship become slaves of Allah. That's why Allah said, فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى Allah revealed to His slave that which He revealed. Ubudiyah is the highest level that we can attain. A state where you're consciously worshipping Allah, where you're consciously obeying Allah. And this is the highest realm of knowledge. See, this is knowledge of Allah. When you're obeying Allah, with every action, with every breath you take, you're obeying Allah. What does Allah tell us in Surah Al-Isra? Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi layla. Glory be to the one who took his slave by night from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah says, فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَاعْبُدُوا Do sajda, bow down this intellect. Realize that true knowledge comes from Allah and enter into the highest realm of ubudiyah, worshipping Allah consciously. And as a scholar once said, because the best of creation called you and you answered his call, you became the best of communities. سورة القمر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر The hour has drawn near and the moon has been cleft asunder The splitting of the moon And if they see a sign, they turn away and say This is continuous magic They denied and followed their own desires And every matter will be settled And indeed there has come to them news wherein there is warning to check them حِكْمَةٌ بَالِغَةٌ Perfect wisdom. But the preaching of warners benefits them not. فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ So withdraw from them. The day that the caller will call them to a terrible thing, they will come forth with humbled eyes from their graves, as if they were locusts spread abroad. مُهْتِعِينَ إِلَى الدَّاعِ Hastening towards the caller, the disbelievers will say, هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَسِيرٌ This is a very difficult day, a hard day. The people of Nuh denied before them. They rejected our slave and said, a madman. And he was insolently rebuked and threatened. فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ Then he called to his Lord saying, I have been overcome, so help me. So we opened the gates of the heaven with water pouring forth and we caused springs to gush forth from the earth. So the waters met for a matter predestined and we carried him on a ship made of planks and nails, floating under our eyes, a reward for him who had been rejected. And indeed, we have left this as a sign. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ Is there any that will remember? Then how terrible was my torment and my warnings. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ And we have indeed made the Qur'an easy to understand. Is there then any who will remember? And the people of Aad denied their prophet. Then how terrible was my torment and my warnings. Indeed we sent against them a furious wind of harsh voice on a day of evil omen and continuous calamity, plucking out men as if they were uprooted stems of date palms. Then how terrible was my torment and my warnings. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ And indeed we have made the Qur'an easy to understand. Is there any that will remember? The people of Thamud denied the warnings. And they said, A man alone among us, shall we follow him? Truly then we should be in error and distress. Is it that the reminder is sent to him alone from among us? No, he is an insolent liar. Tomorrow they will come to know who is the liar, the insolent one. Indeed, we are sending the she-camel as a test for them. So watch them and be patient and inform them that the water is to be shared between her and them, each one's right to drink being established by turns. But they called their companion and he killed her. Then how terrible was my torment and my warnings. Indeed, we sent against them a single awful cry, and they became like dry twigs rejected by the builder of a cattle fold. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. And indeed, we have made the Quran easy to understand. Is there any that will remember? The people of Lut denied the warners. Indeed, we sent against them a violent storm of stones, which destroyed them all except the family of Lut. Them we saved in the last hour of the night as a favor from us. Thus do we reward him who gives thanks. And indeed, he had warned them of our seizure, but they doubted the warnings, and they indeed sought to shame his guest. So we blinded their eyes, saying, then taste my torment and my warnings. And indeed, an abiding torment seized them early in the morning. فَذُوقُوا عَذَابِي وَنُذُرُ. Then taste my torment and my warnings. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. And indeed, we have made the Quran easy to understand. Is there any that will remember? And indeed, warnings came to the people of Fir'aun. They denied all our signs. So we seized them with the seizure of the Almighty, the All-Capable. Are your disbelievers better than these? Or have you an immunity in the divine scriptures? Or do they say, we are a great multitude, victorious? Their multitude will be put to flight and they will show their backs. No, but the hour is their appointed time, and the hour will be more grievous and more bitter. Indeed, the criminals are in error and will burn. The day they will be dragged on their faces into the fire. Taste the touch of hell. Indeed, we have created all things with divine preordainments. وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا وَاحِدًا كَلَمْحٍ بِالْبَصَرِ. And our commandment is but one as the twinkling of an eye. And indeed, we have destroyed your likes. Is there any that will remember? And everything they have done is noted in their records of deeds. And everything small and big is written down. Indeed, the Allah-conscious will be in the midst of gardens and rivers. في مقعد صدق عند ملك مقتدر. In a seat of truth near the omnipotent king.